I'm David Brancaccio in New York. The Supreme Court today hears a claim that big media discriminates against content produced by minorities, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
African-American media entrepreneur Byron Allen alleges that Comcast's decision not to license his company's TV channels about criminal justice and pets and cars was based on racial discrimination. Darnell Hunt, director of African American Studies at UCLA, says what's at stake is minority producers' access to the huge audiences media conglomerates control.
Whether or not they're going to carry networks that are owned by people of color and contain content that's different.
The case also touches on how hard it should be to prove that a business decision that disadvantaged a minority business owner was motivated by racial discrimination, says Eric Gardner at The Hollywood Reporter.
Will plaintiffs be able to go forward if they can say race was just a motivating factor? That's a looser standard that courts just might accept.
An outcome that would disappoint companies in a wide range of industries fighting legal allegations of racial discrimination. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.